Families USA says more than 77,000 Wisconsin residents this year have already lost health insurance provided by their employer. Robert Craigs from Citizen Action Wisconsin, a group that co-released the report. He says general unemployment and joblessness in key sectors are driving up the numbers of uninsured.
Wisconsin is an industrial state and has been very hard hit by this crisis and by globalization. So we've lost a lot of those good manufacturing jobs that had health care coverage.
Meanwhile, a new poll done by the Washington Post shows 57% of those surveyed favor a public option to compete with private insurers, preferably one run by the states. Craig notes that other polls have shown support as high as 74% for a public option.
It's not that everyone would choose public health insurance, it's that people want more choices, and so people are very supportive of the idea.
While several of the reform proposals before Congress contain some form of so-called public option, the Senate Finance Committee's version does not. Senate leaders and the administration are currently negotiating in hopes of getting health reform legislation to the full Senate for a vote. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.